Premier, good morning. Thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning, Patrick, and can I still say Happy New Year to you?
And Happy New Year to you as well. You've caught us all a bit on the hop. You've dragged me back from holidays 3 days early, but I'm not complaining. I'm happy to be part of it.
Well, Patrick, I would know that you would always like to cover an election campaign. Sadly, though, Queenslanders don't like election campaigns, and I say seriously. And I'm very, very clearly of the view that they want to, particularly business, just wants the election to be done, dusted, out of the way, so we can have a great 2015 and see the economy go forward. So that's why we're doing it.
Premier, why do you deserve another shot?
Well, we've been a government that's shown strong leadership, has developed some very good plans for various parts of the economy, the four pillars of tourism, construction, agriculture, and resources. We have revitalised frontline services. You know, our hospitals are greatly improved. Our schools have been fixed up in terms of their maintenance issues. There's more money for teacher skills and training. And I guess the other very big achievements are that we have dramatically reduced crime in Queensland. The state's a safer place, and we've sorted out, to a large extent, the day-to-day financial matters of the state, although there is a lot of debt that Queensland owes. Every man, woman and child in this state essentially wears that burden, and we have to do something about it, hence the strong choices asset leasing plan. But we have a strong plan, and we have a very strong team. At times we've been controversial. At times people haven't liked what we've done, but it's always been for the state. And you know, we are the people in uncertain times that people really should look to continue the reforms and to make Queensland a stronger place.
Do public servants have anything to fear if you are re-elected?
Look, I don't believe so, Patrick. We had to make some strong decisions 2 years ago. The people concerned were looked after in terms of how they were dealt with. But at the end of the day, that's done, and I don't see any need for anything like that in the future because we've got the finances under control. I mean, for the first time in 10 years, as we go into the next financial year, we'll actually have a fiscal surplus. We won't have to buy money. For the first time in 10 years, this state will start to see the level of debt come down to a small extent because we're balancing the books, because we're, you know, income and expenses are balancing. We've been running, as a state, multi-billion dollar deficits for 10 years, and that's why we've ended up with around $80 billion worth of debt, and the Labor Party set us on that course. So, you know, that's why going forward we'll be employing more nurses and doctors, or firefighters, ambulance officers, and frontline public service, public sector workers. That's what I see happening. In fact, the public service numbers have started to increase as we've been employing people in those particular areas. But we've got a really tight grip on making sure that the bureaucracy, the back of house, doesn't get out of control.
That is a statement that you made before the last election, that the public service has nothing to fear. Why should people believe you this time around?
Well, because the decisions that we made saw job shedding occur back in 2012. There's been nothing of significance since then. We did what we had to do, and that's done. And now, as I said, the books are balanced. So I can only make that point again, that we've sorted out the day-to-day financial issues that we were left by Labor. And look, I know people don't like me on occasions talking about that, but there is a campaign. I need to make the point. We were elected to sort out a very big dysfunctional mess, and we have done that. And on occasions, they've been quite difficult decisions we've had to make. They've been strong, difficult decisions, but they've been made because at the end of the day, if government doesn't spend your money wisely, who pays? The people pay. The people of Queensland are the ones who fund the services and the building of infrastructure. If it's not done efficiently, if there are too many people on the payroll, then that means higher taxes and charges on Queenslanders. So by cutting the cloth properly, we've been able to reduce the tax on the family home by $7,000. We've been able to give back savings from the carbon tax being repealed with lower public transport fares. We've been able to freeze family car rego and the traffic improvement levy for the entire period of this term. We gave a one-off $80 water rebate. We've actually got reforms going in the electricity sector, which means the last 7 years or 8 years of very high price hikes in power are now over, and in fact, our plan will see power prices come down and savings going back to families. So that's when you have strong financial management. And we're also going to have more money in the future to go towards frontline services like hospitals and schools.
Would you be heartbroken if you don't win Ashgrove?
Oh, Patrick, I'll just, if you're asking me to reflect on Campbell Newman and life and politics, I'm happy to, just for a moment. And it's that I do this because I want to do a job for Queenslanders. Okay, so this isn't about me. It's not about my career. I had a career in the Australian Army and a career in agribusiness prior to going to politics. But I put myself forward to serve the people of this state, to give that strong leadership. And it's up to Queenslanders as to whether they decide to give us another contract for the next 3 years.
But
so that's up to them. I can go on and do other things in my life if they choose to throw the government out of office. There you go. So, you don't hear too many politicians who are about doing the job rather than having a job, may I say. And I say that humbly and respectfully.
Would your family be heartbroken if you didn't win Ashgrove?
Oh, that's a very easy question. Yeah, my wife would be doing cartwheels down the street. Everyone knows that, Patrick. That's no surprise. Because this is a demanding job and I take it very seriously. I've given 7 days a week, all waking hours to this job, as I did when I was Lord Mayor of Brisbane. That's what people get from me if they elect me as Premier. And that's what they get from my ministers. They get absolute commitment to the job. I pledge that again. I'm signing up, or prepared to sign up for another 3 years. And I ask people to really look at what's on offer. And my team are offering a very strong plan for the state, which is important when we have uncertain times. And I'm afraid the other side of the political fence are reassembling the people who got us into the mess. There's at least seven of the former Labor government's ministers who are either making a comeback or a part of the current Labour team. They are the people that got us into the mess, and they don't have a plan.
One final question. Has Mrs. Newman asked you to give it away?
No. You've got to separate the two things, Patrick. I've made the comment about her views, but she is a very supportive lady, and she, for as long as I'm putting my name forward to be the Premier of the state, will back me 100%, as do my kids. They understand how important it is that our state does have strong leadership, and they want to see our state go forward just like every other Queenslander, so they back me 100%. But if you ask them personally, would they like to see more time with their dad, or Lisa, her husband, of course, that's an easy answer to answer, and they'd like to see more of me.
Premier, we're out of time. Thank you for yours this morning, and I look forward to touching base throughout the course of the campaign.
Thanks so much, Patrick, and thank you, listeners.
Cheers. Campbell Newman, the Premier of Queensland.